Okay, locked and loaded. I told you as we gear up for the election in 12 days, trying to bring you as many voices as possible. And one of them is vying to keep his post in the 3rd Legislative District in Suffolk County. The name might certainly ring true. He's done a nice job. He's done a really nice job. His name is Jim Mazzarella. And for the first time, we welcome him to the airwaves of the morning show. Jim, great to have you. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Jay. I appreciate you giving me some time this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. My pleasure. Listen, I got to start out with something because, you know, election time and everything else, if you play in the mud, it's going to get downright filthy, okay? And quite frankly, you know, I got to take something out with your opponent, and I caught this last night. When you start citing within one's family innocent individuals, but you are bringing them into the picture of playing dirty pool, that's when I take exception. And Jim, I hate to bring this up, but I caught it, but I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. Coming from a woman who you're running against, who has been in politics a long, long time. But to bring up your daughter in college, working for the Biden Institute, and supporting him and everything else, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, I'm sorry. Folks, I had to bring this up. It's a pathetic low that we have seen time over time. Listen, I can't tell you, when you play dirty like that, you bring in innocent family members into the picture trying to score a couple of points for an election, you're going to get hit by me hard, okay? And that's what occurred. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care what kind of party affiliation and whatnot here. I'm going to call you out, and I'm calling out your opponent this morning because it's downright dirty pool. Jim, I'm sorry to start out the conversation. I had to bring that up to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jay. I think, unfortunately for them, it just shows desperation. They saw what we were able to do in the spring and working really hard to win that special. I think a lot of people were surprised at the energy that our campaign had, the grassroots, the people behind us. And I just think it's a sign of desperation. They want to try and suppress the vote. If you look at my body of work in the short time that I've been in office, we have people that are very excited. We're doing a lot for the community. And again, I just think they're running scared. And again, desperate people do desperate things. And it just is what it is. We have to move forward. There are so many issues in our legislative district that need attention. There's no time to get involved in a dirty politics. We just need to move forward and keep working hard.
Don't like it. Had to bring it up. You know, I just don't like that type of game. I really don't. And especially from an individual. She's been around a long time. Listen, we're talking about Kate Browning here, folks. She's been around forever, okay? I don't even like the process.
The unfortunate thing here is she's very well aware of my daughter's affiliation. It's not like it was a secret. It's not like they uncovered some big secret. I sat with other legislators on the horseshoe who are Democrats and over lunch talked about it. So, you know, it's no big secret. I mean, so again, you know, I've been a Republican my whole life, it is what it is. I caucus with my Republican colleagues on the legislature. We work together for doing the right thing for Suffolk County, and I'm not going to let something like this get in the way of my work.
The appellate court ruled way back, by the way, unanimously way back, that she was eligible to run for old seat. I didn't like it at all. She's term limited. Listen, she's been there 1,000 years, all right? 1,000 years. Do we really need to drum it up again? Listen, I don't want to waste time on this stuff. More importantly, you have done a very nice job. The stabilization, everything else of that district, it was held by Rudy Sunderman. And, you know, you took over the reins and you've done a nice job, Jim. What was the overall mindset first coming into the post? You know, it seemed like a seamless transition for you, no?
Well, you know, I've been involved in the community, you know, born and raised, lived here my whole life. I have a total pulse on what's going on in this community. Always have, always kept in touch with, you know, with my colleagues. You know, Rudy, we always, you know, we always talked about the community, what the community's needs were. And I spent a number of years on the library board, a number of years on my civic board. And again, just always in touch with the community. And I think that's really what's most important. You represent people. This is a job for the people. It's not about politics. It's not about politicians. It's about the people.
That's really what it's about, you know. And quite frankly, you know, legislators are looking out for the residents. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen the way it's supposed to. But really, that's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people rely, and we all rely, on our district leaders and whatnot. What are some of the key things that you have facilitated, Jim, and what you hope to accomplish as far as moving onward and upward after November 6th?
Well, by and large, I mean, our community is really concerned with safety and security, right? So, you know, one of my first request upon election was to become a member of the public safety committee in the county. Okay, my constituents are primarily concerned with crime, drugs, you know, squatters and zombie homes. And from day one, I've been working with the police on a lot of those matters. You know, they put a lot of initiatives in for more police on the street to be seen, you know. That's what the people want. They want the presence, the police presence. And sort of, you know, a couple of nice initiatives they put together with us, a park walk talk. It's kind of like the old beat cop where they pull the car over and they walk down the sidewalk, popping their head in on businesses. And we're doing that in the downtown areas of the district. We have a few other things going on. We have them come into coffee shops and sit down with people. They did a haircut with a cop on Montauk Highway and Mastic where, you know, they sat, one of the police officers sat down, he got a haircut. Civic leaders came in, they got haircuts. And we had some bike patrols going on this summer. And it looks like, you know, through the budget, we're going to be hiring in excess of 300 new police officers. We're looking very forward to that. They're buying new patrol cars. So it's really about the presence of the police department in our communities and, you know, passing over areas more often, more patrols, more checkpoints. And, you know, so again, that's a big issue in our district. I have been endorsed by the Suffolk County PBA, also the Correction Officers Association, many other law enforcement groups. So, and I am in, you know, tight communication with them all. And I think it's very important that we support them as more and more criminals are out on our streets. So I would say safety, security of our community is paramount right now.
You know, everybody's talking about the sewer projects, infrastructure, very key here. Completion is critical. Listen, it's all about having the quality stuff and everything else going forward here. I would imagine that is on your mindset also, going forward as far as all this stuff coming to fruition.
Yes, absolutely. So on October 5th, actually on the legislature, I took a vote with my colleague. We appropriated $225 million for the Fords River Watershed Sewer Project and largest infrastructure project ever to come to our community. And I'm proud to say a shovel will be in the ground by year's end. And I what I really, really like to point out is this is so exciting for our community, and it's exciting because they are the people who fought for this. All the credit goes to the community, a community that never gave up. I mean, this is decades in the making, and you have folks that rallied, that communicated, that advocated, that met, that talked on a regular basis for in excess of 10 to 15 years. So I'm just proud to be able to bring it home for them. But again, the credit goes to the community. They work so hard, and they really deserve it. Now we finally have a project that's going to clean our waterways, you know, eliminate one of the, you know, biggest sources of nitrogen loading into our Forge River that leads into our Great South Bay and Mariches. We're going to improve and protect our drinking water. We're going to improve our downtown areas, our commercial areas, spur some more development in our downtowns as far as sit-down restaurants and families. And the project itself is going to bring good-paying jobs. It's a big construction project. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to increase property values, both commercial and residential. So the project itself, it runs down Mastic Road on the east side, which borders on the Forge River. It runs up Montauk Highway through our business district. And, again, it's just going to bring an overall improvement to the area. We already have plans to take that connection from where it ends on Mastic Road and get a connection down to our downtown area, Mastic Beach, which is in such need of economic development. We really need to revitalize the area, Mastic Beach, and get that going, and then actually sewer the homes down there in the third and fourth phases, you know, of this project.
That's why it's important to keep the agenda going. And that, you know, my last thing with you, Jimmy, is, you know, all been through a lot, these towns, you know, revitalization is key. The economy jumpstarting, COVID, Main Street, US of A. How has everybody fared all during these very tough times and everything else as far as the Main Street businesses are concerned? Are you confident that you will see a big time bounce back? You know, listen, we're seeing a lot of light at the end of a very dark tunnel here. How are you feeling about everything from an economic standpoint within the district?
I'm confident. We are rebounding. I mean, there's some very good signs. You know, going into budget season, we just finished the operating budget, going through it line by line. We'll be voting on it in a couple of weeks. And, you know, we see some pretty good bright spots in sales tax and, you know, economic numbers there, but we still have to be cautious. You know, we still have to be cautious. I think we're going into a little bit of inflation, and we have to, you know, we have to make sure in the county that we lock up, you know, some monies and keep it for a rainy day. We don't want to go backwards to those dark days in the past. But as far as locally goes, our civics are meeting again. Our businesses are out. We did a walk down Montauk Highway last week, myself, Councilman Panico, and Senator White, and we just took a long walk down the whole business corridor looking at signage, looking at anything that was unsightly, and we probably marked down over 24 things that would take away from the face of the community, and we're, you know, we're putting in the time now to go back and make sure that, you know, these items are addressed. Our downtown areas are very important. And I think if we're going to revitalize and move in that direction, we have to work hard to make sure they look good. And, you know, we're working with the civics and volunteers in the community to make sure that those things are done.
Sorry to start out the conversation in the type of tone, but I got to tell you, you know, I don't like cheap shot attacks. I don't. That goes for anyone. And quite frankly, by trying to get a couple of votes, if you thought an individual who has class over her years and everything else, it's out the window. You can't attack a family member, an innocent family member. That's really a low blow trying to get a couple of votes. Sorry I had to start out that way, Jim. I had to do that. It was brought to my attention. I had to do that. But listen, we're going to keep an eye on you. The big day is 12 days. Look for Jim Mazzarella. He will be on the line of Republican and conservative vying to keep that very important post in the 3rd Legislative District in Suffolk County. Jim, we'll have you on again. I appreciate a couple. Thanks so much.
Jay, thank you so much for the opportunity. You have a great day.